Today's anger at the Likud party meeting has roots that go back decades. Benjamin Netanyahu, like Prime Ministers Menachem Begin and Yitzhak Shamir before him, is a political descendant of the revisionist Zionist movement. Decades ago, the revisionists insisted on a Jewish state at a time when many mainstream Zionists, followers of such figures as Chaim Weizmann or David Ben-Gurion, were willing to settle for something less, a Jewish homeland. In a new book about Zionism, The Controversy of Zion, British journalist Jeffrey Wheatcroft writes in part about the leader of the revisionists, Vladimir Jabotinsky, and about Jabotinsky's view of the Arabs and his belief in the need for a militant Jewish nationalism.
Jabotinsky wanted to destroy an existing stereotype of the Jew. So did other Zionists. There was an interesting distinction in a way, but that the Labour Zionists, as the name suggested, wanted to get away from the Jew as petty trader and money changer or whatever, with the overtones, the anti-Semitic overtones of parasitism, and have a new Jew who was a farmer and artisan, which indeed they did. Jabotinsky wanted to add something else. The new Jew would also be a soldier. And indeed he did that. He organized a Jewish legion in the First World War to fight with the British. He slightly exaggerated its importance in military terms, but it was the first time for centuries that Jews had been fighting together in the spirit of the Maccabees.
When we witness this week a prime minister drawn from the revisionist Zionist tradition, Jabotinsky's tradition, very reluctantly coming to grips, literally hand-to-hand with Yasser Arafat, we're reminded that Jabotinsky had a different attitude toward what the creation of a Jewish state would do to the Arabs and how concerned he should be about the Arabs of Palestine than did the Labour Zionists.
There was about Jabotinsky and revisionism a certain intellectual honesty which the general Zionists under Weizmann and the Labour Zionists under Ben-Gurion in Palestine didn't really possess. They had to pretend, in a sense, that the Arabs just didn't exist. Or alternatively, they pretended that the Arabs would welcome a Jewish settlement in Palestine, which was never, when one looks back on it, very likely. Jabotinsky did not partake of that pretense. He said, the Arabs, of course, will not welcome us. They will naturally resent us, and who can blame them? And then he went on to say, with a kind of brutal realism, let us not pretend. We are going to have to take this land by force and guard it by force. And that has been the revisionist tradition, which has continued into Likud, though in a rather diluted way, of course, as always happens with political traditions.
But at the outset, the revisionist Zionists said, we know that this is not good for the Arabs of Palestine, but we have to measure our tragedy against their inconvenience. Or what was the...
Precisely so. This was exactly Jabotinsky's argument. He said quite clearly the Arabs are going to suffer, but he said the need for a Jewish homeland, a Jewish refuge, and a Jewish state is so great that unfortunately it takes precedence over the interests of the resident Arabs. He was asked by a colleague during the First World War, as I mentioned, whether it was really right that they should be taking up arms against Muslims, that's to say when they were fighting against the Turks with the British. Ishmael is our cousin, this colleague of his said, and Jabotinsky said, absolutely not. Ishmael is not our cousin. We Jews are part of the culture of Europe and have been, thank God, for 2,000 years. But his argument was, as he unforgettably put it in 1937 when he was talking to the British Royal Commission investigating the Palestine problem, and he said the difference between the Arab claim to Palestine and the Jewish claim is the difference between the claim of appetite and the claim of hunger.
Jeffrey Wheatcroft is the author of The Controversy of Zion, Jewish Nationalism, the Jewish State, and the Unresolved Jewish Dilemma. He spoke to us from Bristol, England.